All right, it's 15 minutes after 9 o'clock, and joining me via telephone this morning, we've got the Humboldt County Film Commissioner, Cassandra Hesseltine. How you doing?
Good. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. So this weekend, there's a red carpet gala during the Oscars. So if you can't make it to Hollywood to see the Oscars in person, I guess this would be the next best thing, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, so, we have the red carpet even,
wow.
And we have music in the lobby. We have Michael David, who is an amazing solo artist who will be in the lobby playing there at the Eureka Theater. And then we have a trio on stage as well. This is the first time that we'll have music inside the theater that
nice.
Will happen play at commercial breaks. So, yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Fantastic. So the broadcast will be up on the big screen there at the Eureka Theater. And
correct.
and music between the presentations, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, and we're also between the presentations, the formal Academy Award ones, we also are doing our own local community awards
really?
For individuals and public and private properties and different people who've been very film friendly throughout the past year of mm-hmm. filming here in Humboldt and Delmar County. So, yeah, last year we started doing that at our 100-year anniversary, and this is our second year of giving out community awards, and we're really excited to honor people who've really helped make filming easier here when production comes.
Wow, that's really fantastic. Now, there's been a lot of local activity here, film-wise. There was one, like, right by my house at Sequoia Park just recently. It looks like they were filming, I think it was at a movie version of A Wrinkle in Time, I think. Is that what it was?
Correct.
Yeah.
That was Disney's A Wrinkle in Time, directed by Ava DuVernay.
Yeah, it looked pretty amazing. They came in with this ginormous production crew, you know, shot stuff and then left. It was like, wow, that was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty amazing when a studio film comes in because it's so huge. It's so different than when we have commercials or indie feature films.
Yeah.
A studio film is the amount of trucks just alone, you know, and even the catering tent is so much bigger.
I know.
It's just so huge, a massive production. It's amazing that they can come in and go back out and that they, you know, they clean up everything that they do. They go back and rake all their, you know, any tire marks or, you know, fluff everything back up and put it all back together. And it's so amazing considering the size of them, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you ever wonder why it costs millions of dollars to make a movie, I mean, if you saw this, it was just extraordinary. It was like an entire city moved in to Sequoia Park
yep.
for a couple of days and then pow, gone.
Yeah, wow. We literally sometimes call base camp a village, you know,
yeah.
because it feels like that. Like After Earth with Will Smith,
yep.
that one was gigantic. It literally felt like a little village.
Kind of amazing. All right, so let's get back to the red carpet gala. So if someone wanted to get in on this, how do they do it?
Well, you can. You buy tickets either at Annex 39, which is next door to the Eureka Theater in Eureka, mm-hmm. or you can go on Humboldt Del Norte's website, which is, you know, the Humboldt Del Norte Film Commission, and it's filmhumboldtdelnorte.org. And if you go scroll down to the bottom, you'll find our event on there. You can also go on our Facebook page, which we have the event, you know, posted to the top of our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can go online and buy tickets at Brown Paper Tickets.
And how much is it?
And that the tickets are $25 per person before pre-sale. And then if they buy them at the door, it's $30. And that gets you... you walk the red carpet, you get your photos taken. We said there's music, there's food, catered food by Chris Cassaro,
nice.
Cassaro's Catering. There'll also be a best dress contest where you can win a Chosker, which is a chocolate Oscar
nice.
That we have.
Chosker.
It's fantastic. You also have the opportunity to guess who you think might be the winner of the formal Academy Awards for like best director, best lead actress, best male lead, you know, all of those
all the majors.
Categories. That, yeah, and then you can win a chocolate Oscar, a Chosker again at that point. So there's some fun things to do. Plus, this year we added a raffle, so there's some amazing baskets that we have this year that people could also participate with. So there's going to be a lot of activity with this event. And we get two kinds of people who like to come. We get the people who like to dress up and just hang out and listen to the music and have a cocktail and enjoy the food. And we also get the people who love watching the Oscars, and they get to, you know, sit in the theater and enjoy that aspect of it. So it's fun because it's such a nice venue that we're able to have everybody be able to be happy and do what they want to do there at the event.
Well, I've always loved the Oscars. I mean, of all the award show, shows, it's my favorite. It's always a lot of fun. And, you know, I've never actually seen it in a theater. That would be pretty cool because it takes place, of course, in a big theater. And it just would add to the whole grandeur of the thing, getting to watch it with an audience at a theater.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's an interesting, way of screening it is to have it. You almost feel like you're actually there because the screen's so large, and when the audience is clapping, you know, I remember there's been times in the past when we've done this that the audience starts clapping locally because they feel like they're part of what's going on in there. It's a very fun event, you know. Mm-hmm. So we really enjoy it. It's an opportunity for us again to, show who we are and talk about who we are briefly and give out, you know, these awards to our local, vendors and crew. And so that's a nice opportunity too for us, you know, is to tie the film Academy Awards in with our local awards. So,
all right. So we're going to go out on a limb. I think the two of us need to predict Best Picture.
Who are our nominees? I know we've got Hidden Figures.
There's a lot of them.
La La Land. Yeah, there's so many. Last year, I don't remember it being as many great movies, nominated or even just made. I felt like last year we didn't have as great of a year. This year it's pretty exciting. I don't know. I mean, it really could go anywhere.
I've got a list.
Hollywood. La La Land probably will win, just knowing Hollywood.
Right, because as I mentioned off air, I said Hollywood is just obsessed with itself. It's the most narcissistic industry on the planet. And this film is just very much into itself. I mean, it's a real nod to Hollywood. So we have, Arrival, Fences, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Hidden Figures, La La Land, Lion, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight. So that's a lot of movies.
Yeah, and I've seen about three quarters of those movies so far. I don't think I'll get to catch all of them before.
Yeah.
And Moonlight I just saw last week, and oh my gosh, it's stunning.
Isn't it good?
You know, Arrival was excellent. I just watched that as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good movies in that lineup.
Yeah, year. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Hidden Figures, just for emotional reasons. I really just absolutely loved it, and I think it's probably
I
think it was an underdog. But I would love to see that one win because it's such a great story.
Too.
I'm such a space buff. I mean, at my age, I mean, I grew up watching it all and I never knew any of this. It was completely caught me off guard. Who ever heard of this? I never heard of this. It's such a great story.
It is a really good story, and it's a very positive story, that is really necessary right now. You know, so I was very excited when I saw that. And again, what was really interesting is that it's been a long time since I've been in a theater where an audience clapped.
Yep.
And the audience clapped twice when I went there. They clapped right when the movie ended, and then they clapped after they showed some of the credits, and then they clapped again. And it was just utterly amazing to see how excited the audience was.
Yep. Well, fantastic. All right. So let's just remind people again, it's on Sunday. What time does it all get underway?
Yeah, so you can walk the red carpet starting at 5. We mm-hmm. open the doors at 5, and then the Academy Awards and our presentation start at 5:30.
Okay.
And then, you know, the Academy Awards, you never know when it's going to end.
True.
Depends on those speeches.
Who's hosting it this year? Do you know?
It's not Jimmy Fallon. Let's see. It's one of those guys. It's one of those comedians. I can see his face in front of me right now. I can't picture his name, though.
I can't remember.
Yeah. I can't remember. He's got brown hair.
Okay. It's Jimmy Kimmel. It's Jimmy Kimmel.
That's it. That's the one. There you go.
You're right with a Jimmy, though. That's.
I knew it. I knew. I knew there was it. Yeah.
Okay. It should be fun. It should be fun. Alrighty. Alrighty, Cassandra. Thank you so much for telling us about this. It's going to be a lot of fun. And once again, just to remind people where they can get tickets to this in advance.
Yeah. Annex 39. You can get your tickets at Annex 39 next door to the Eureka Theater, or you can buy them online at Brown Paper Tickets, and we have the links to all of that on our Facebook as well as on our website for the Humboldt-Delmert Film Commission. And you can get them at the door, but they're going to be $5 more.
Okay.
At the door.
Very good.
Yeah.
So get them in advance.
Yeah,
that's
and we have two for you to give away if you'd like to give two away.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hang with me off air so I can get that information.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, fantastic. All right, that is Cassandra, our local Humboldt County Film Commissioner, there telling us about the Red Carpet Gala happening this weekend.